Joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Senator Tom Cullerton, Democrat from Villa Park, Chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Senator, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate being here. That was an interesting introduction.
Well, you never get to hear these ads. You know, most people never get to hear these things, and it's a good opportunity for people to hear what's going on in politics.
That is true.
Around the country.
That is true.
I wanted to have you on the show because of various news issues related to the Quincy Veterans Home, and
right.
That's the facility, post-Civil War facility, that in 2015, deadly outbreak of Legionnaire's disease, 13 deaths, dozens were taken ill, and we've had annual outbreaks since then. Governor's office, the administration has task force report released proposing rebuilding the facility, totally redoing the water system there, $245 million.
Right.
I guess part of me was, when I saw this report, it was like, I think everybody knew that this was going to have to happen.
Right. Well, I think everybody agrees. Look, for 3 years, the CDC has said reports that they needed to replace the pipes, and they've never tried to replace the pipes. We had a report in 2016 that the governor's administration hid that would have showed what it cost from the brick engineering firm that showed what it would have cost to actually fix the pipes. 2015, there was actually only 12 deaths, and over about 55-plus people had gotten sick. Then in, you know, the governor's administration tried to replace a water treatment facility, but not replacing the pipes, the actual pipes that the CDC has recommended three times to replace, and they never did it. Then we had more illnesses right after they put in a new water treatment facility.
$6 million.
$6 million water treatment facility, and then governor declared everything was fine. Then go a year later, water heats up, Legionella in the pipes again. And that's when we had another death. So that brought our death total to 13. And this was in 2017. And we got that final report. So I called for a special audit. And we've been pushing ever since for the governor's team to come forward. Subsequently, we've had emails that were heavily redacted to me showing what their responses were. But other news sources over at WBZ, Dave McKinney and Tony Arnold, had found... had got the Adams County Public Health Department to actually give them foiable emails that were unredacted and showed that the entire response to the crisis was how to spin it and how to make it so that they wouldn't be responsible for it, to the point you even saw the most recent email come out where Darlene Sanger, who's running for comptroller and was deputy governor, tried to blame the whole thing on Tammy Duckworth. So this has been a catastrophe since day one, and the governor has truly failed on this entire issue. And now we're going to look to get the money to put it together and build a new home, like they probably should have done in the first place, or at least followed the recommendations that the CDC did, and also get the brick report done back in 2016.
Well, I think one of the most concerning things about the CDC findings were basically that the pipe system, that it was going to, there was no way you could eradicate it without, short of getting rid of it.
The pipe system has always been in the CDC reports, and it's never been fixed. You could add a new water treatment facility
but you're still using those pipes.
But it's still the pipes going underground. It's still the pipes going into the buildings. And now they've put these incredibly expensive taps or filters right after the tap. And if you hear in our last hearing, they'll say we've had no reported cases since they started putting those in, and they tout that as a success. Those have only been in a month. But if you go before the tap and you test the water, they've been able to see Legionnaires or Legionella in there. So the filter is keeping it out for right now. But how long will that go? Because they've had filters on before, and we've still had illnesses. They just had illnesses in February there.
Well, and even going further in this, and as mentioning the filter, in some of these reports are the fact that because of the sediment and
right.
the age of these pipes, that those filters, which were supposed to last maybe a month,
right.
they're being replaced in literally days.
Right. Because they have to, because they just, they don't have a grip on it. They don't have control of it. They just submitted the report on Tuesday. We had asked for it the previous Friday, but they gave it to us on Tuesday. And now we're in the process of working to get the money for it. But at the end of the day, the one good thing about this is this facility can get 65% federal funding, which is why, in our respect, we continue to ask the president, look, there's no director of VA Affairs or Veterans Affairs for the U.S. government. Our director of Veterans Affairs has like 8 to 10 days left in her job. So the governor needs to call the president of the United States and say, we need expedited funding. President Trump came out about, I don't know, a few weeks ago, said he was going to spend close to $1 billion on veterans homes. Our governor needs to call and say, I need that 65% payback, and I need that 65% of funding, because here's what's going on at the veterans home in Quincy, Illinois. And sadly, we've been asking the governor to do that for a couple weeks now, and we are not getting any backing that he'll actually make that phone call.
We're speaking to Democratic State Senator Tom Cullerton from Villa Park. He's chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue, joined by Democratic State Senator Tom Cullerton from Villa Park, chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and we're talking about the Quincy Veterans Home. And, you know, I just think I'm not sure the importance of this issue has resonated here in the Chicago area, is that it's more of it's been a downstate story, despite the fact, as you mentioned, the great work that the folks at WBEZ have done in exposing kind of this whole timeline scenario of what's gone on down there. But now there is a proposal out there. Are we going to move forward with that?
Yes, we are going to move forward with that, and we're going to do everything we can to get all the money that is necessary. But again, figure that 85 to 86 million of that proposal, it will come from state resources, but 160 million has to come from the federal government through the Veterans Administration there, and that is why we need the governor to make the phone call. He needs to call the president and get that money. Now, I don't think he will. He's avoided the president at every opportunity he can. So the fact is, he needs to suck it up and go talk to the president and say, this is expedited, this is necessary, this is needed. I think part of the reason that in Chicago people may not have thought about it, or up here they may not have thought about it, because in Chicago they're still dealing with the fact that the governor cut off the money and delayed the Northwest Side Veterans Home by 2 years. So that has had expedited costs, that has gone through the roof, and that should have been open a year and a half ago. But remember, in 2014, he got elected. First day in office in 2015, he stops paying out all expenses. All grant money is gone. That stopped the veterans home on the northwest side of Chicago. And you've heard the alderman down here in Chicago continually say, this is ridiculous. Senator John Mulroe, whose district it's in, for 2 years have had to watch a building with only one wall up and complain over and over and over to the governor, why have you stopped the veterans home in Chicago? And now we have 3 years of mismanagement and absolutely lack of any desire to fix anything correctly in Quincy and do Band-Aids, when in 2016 there was a report that was shelved and hidden from the General Assembly.
When you've held joint hearings mm-hmm. on this repeatedly, but the administration, when they do appear,
right,
they're not being forthcoming.
No, not at all. I mean, the great thing about the press is the fact that the press is literally fact-checking every time they say something at a hearing. But every time we've had a hearing, they've done something. Right before we had the January hearing, all of a sudden the hospital within Quincy itself, Blessing Hospital, came out and said, oh, we can do Legionnaires testing within 24 hours.
Which that had been a recommendation.
Had been a recommendation from the CDC.
Or had been a problem that yeah. CDC cited.
And truthfully, our director of public health could have said to do it in 24 hours. Springfield's an hour 45 away. they could have very easily been doing the testing, which right after the first hearing, they said, oh, we're going to be testing at the Department of Public Health office in Springfield. That's another thing. CDC, 3 years of reports, and they wait till we hold a hearing on why they've mismanaged and why they're failing at this entire process. So the fact is, it's just the amount of errors. If it wasn't amazingly egregious and horribly, I mean, you're talking about veterans who are dying, and they just haven't been able to do anything to fix it. And their play is, we stopped more veterans from getting sick. In my estimation, no, you actually made more veterans get sick, and we're still going through this. And to have a plan now 3.5 years after the first occurrence, and to have a plan after all these recommendations from the CDC, should not be something to pat yourself on the back with, especially since you hit a report a year earlier. You're talking August of 2016, there was a report out on how to fix it, and they shoved it in a drawer and didn't want to do it.
So, do you appropriate the state share?
So, what we'll do is,
I mean,
we'll get...
In absentia of what the feds...
We're going to get everything they need. And then we're going to tell the... And the governor has to call the president of the United States. We need a letter from the president that says, after speaking with your governor, I am going to expedite that $160 million that you need because it's important that our veterans stop dying. And it's important that our veterans and their families stop getting sick. And if the governor can't make that phone call, then I don't know what else to say. I mean, that's a phone call. Look, they're both Republicans. They should be able to make that phone call very easy. Chris Christie called Obama, and Chris Christie did not like Barack Obama at all. He didn't like the President Obama at all. But when the devastation occurred in his state, he made a phone call to President Obama and asked President Obama to come see New Jersey and ask for help to fix. Our president should have the same courage and the same opportunity to get this accomplished.
So, what I'm wondering is, do you appropriate $245 million?
That'll be the goal.
And then have,
that'll be the goal.
And hopefully there's the federal reimbursement.
The goal will be to put that in there.
As a whole block.
Get that in there and see what the governor does. His initial appropriation in his budget was $50 million. We're now going to have to find a way to appropriate $245 million because he had only said in his budget address that he came out in January, he said, I'm going to fix everything for $50 million. If you remember that, he said, I'm going to get $50 million for the veterans home. We're going to get it fixed and done. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to need $245 million. The governor's doing everything he can. He's scrambling. And let's remember, his deals with buying and selling buildings, if you recall last year, they could have bought a building in Springfield for $700,000. Instead, what they did is they did a five-year lease at $500,000 a year and made some local people down in Springfield a lot of money instead of buying that building for $700,000 to literally hold papers. That's what the building's doing. They signed a five-year lease for $500,000 a year. And that audit report is coming out in August.
Stay tuned for more audits. State Senator Tom Cullerton, Democrat from Villa Park, Chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, thank you.
I appreciate the press and the media staying on top of this issue because this is an incredibly important issue.
Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you.